coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Why does February get the leap day?
Oh, man, why February? I don't know. Is this a joke?
Particularly because white months can't leap.
What? Dump, dump, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're super lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we pick an idiom just to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I'm not Jurassic Mark.
No.
It's already been a pretty amazing weekend, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your presence was at the concert?
My presence was at the concert.
I miss you. Did
you sense my presence?
I sense your presence. I'm like, I haven't felt this presence for like a week now.
I actually was going to text you. And first I'm like, because you still have your map sharing on. I'm like, oh, let's see if he's here.
I share yours. I share mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely share mine to you.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, he's in the building.
That's how you can find me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't send you a text or anything.
Or share yours ever.
Where were you? On the floor?
Why don't you share your... Why don't you want to know where you were?
I know where I am.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I was late today. Where am I again?
Where are you?
Where were you sitting?
103. That's my favorite section.
I was in 102.
No.
Yeah, what row?
Oh, no. Like, I don't know, 18?
14. 16, 14.
Basically, you're going to reach out and touch each other.
Well, Shauna and Tony, friends of ours, were... What did I say? I was at 102? They're 101. Like I could see them.
Oh, man. We were all grouped up.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
The part that I thought was an interesting thing in this particular concert has nothing to do with today's idiom, like many things. It was that there were so many guests, like opening acts.
Oh, yeah.
Four,
yeah.
Five opening acts. Yeah. And so it would be like.
And all stellar.
Yeah. And so there's like main stage and then like a catwalk and then like a secondary stage in
yeah,
the
so
middle.
They could alternate.
Yeah. So it was like, and now so and so, I want to introduce my friend Bob. And then it would go to the back. And then like two or three songs, and I want to introduce my friend Kathy. And boom. And so that back and forth, there was always something on.
And Bob and Kathy were terrific.
They were great. Yeah. The opening acts were really good.
They were.
When Mac Powell popped up, I was like,
did you not know who was lined up?
No, I had no idea who was going to be there.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew the whole
lineup. No, I didn't know nothing.
Tarian was one of them, and she sings backup as well, has for a long time and has gone solo. So I already knew her stuff. Didn't know everybody, but it was a good night. It was a fun night.
Yeah, we should
shout out to Toby Mack right here.
Yeah,
right.
I wish we should
have him on the show.
I wish I knew where your location was.
Yeah, you too.
It would help, I think, our connection and our friendship by, like, it would help us progress. Like, it would help things.
Yeah, move you could forward, have met somebody.
Move forward. Yeah. Yeah, I could have. I met a lot of people around in my section. I was introduced myself.
I can't believe
hands.
How close you were. And I was looking around because I saw people.
I was
knew.
Also looking around.
Huh.
That's how that's the best way to enjoy a concert for sure.
I should have been. I was wearing a sequined cowboy hat.
So why don't you share your location? Why are you a non-location sharer?
I'll share it with you right now. Oh, I can't. We're using it for sound effects and things.
Yeah, for sure. I think it really helped propel things forward and forward in our friendship.
What do you think?
What do you have to like, volley this thing
what,
up?
What? Yeah, usually. Usually you do. What? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say our relationship is at right now?
Oh, we're at least 9s.
No, not so... So if I share my location, I'm only gaining one? No. I'm not sharing my location anymore.
You've already said you would.
No, I thought that you're,
if... Are you recanting on your here, location
listen,
share?
We'll set up today's idiom with a little clip from the classic. I mean, we're going way back to Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2.
Oh, one of your favorite movies.
Yes. Well, everyone's. I'm not alone.
You know what? Dealer's choice.
Hey, should I plug it into the recording
device? Let's plug
device?
It into the recording equipment, so that'll go a little smoother. In the meantime, it's been a hot minute since we've... talked about our sponsors, and they were reaching out. They're like, what's up? Why haven't you mentioned us in a while? And so I'm like, well, it's not that we don't think of you, and we really appreciate all that loot that you send. So we should probably just say a real quick shout-out to our friends at HelloFresh. Dinner is solved. And so if you've been struggling through on how best to feed your family or have an uninterrupted experience of... then HelloFresh might be for you. Wow.
Yeah. We don't
dinner
have anyone.
Is solved.
We don't have anyone.
Our in tech the problems, however,
we don't have just anyone beginning. In the booth to do stuff for us. It's, we're flying solo. That's why things have
that's
been.
That's the
forgotten.
Problem with having a 16-year-old.
So let me set this up with
the, our producer.
That's true. Hot Tub Time Machine 2 gives us today's idiom.
Okay.
You know what? It's dealer's choice.
Is that's not the right one?
No, that's not even the right idiom.
That's next week.
It
do
is.
Do you want to do next week's right now?
No.
Okay, then how about from the IT crowd set up today's idiom?
So fast. My career was advancing by leaps and bounds.
My career was advancing by leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds. So what I'm saying is,
yeah.
If I shared my location with you and I only got by one, that's not leaps and bounds.
How many people are you at a 10 out of 10 with? Tell me that. Currently zero.
Wow.
But it could be.
Well, you're just announcing. Before I can answer, you're announcing. It's a zero, Mark. Just so you know.
I think I know you pretty well.
It's a zero. Yeah, but that's not leaps and bounds. That's a step. Like if you said, oh, we're at a 3, one, then I might share it because our relationship would go to a 10.
You would be upset.
That would make us, that would go up by
would
leaps,
be upset.
And, leaps and bounds.
If I said we're at a 3, you'd be like, you suck. You're,
but it would have set up the idiom.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So just for... The,
just for the usage of,
the of
leaps and bounds, you could have said 3.
So because
but if
there's
you
only one
location,
step, a leap and a bound at least has to be 2 steps. So if we were at an 8, a leap and a bound would have taken us to a 10.
That's a leap and a bound.
I see. Very different.
So it has to be a difference of 4.
Wow.
Leaps and bounds.
Well, how many steps are in a leap? Like, because there's the initial launch. Does the pre-step of the leap count as a step?
I think it varies. I don't think you can measure leaps by steps. Nor can you measure bounds by leaps
well,
or
how
steps.
Do you get the momentum in order to generate the forward velocity of a
you
leap?
You
step and then you leap.
I do. I think you can leap without a step.
For sure. Like if you're at the edge of like a cliff and jumping into the water.
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't... Well, that,
that's,
technically,
that's a leap.
But what if you just fell off the cliff? Is that a leap? Does it have to be intentional?
No, it has to be intentional.
So if you fell off a cliff...
That's a push.
But if you wanted to fall off a cliff?
It's still a push.
Unless, if you're by
unless
yourself.
You leap.
What if you're by yourself?
And you slip?
Yeah.
But you did want to?
Yeah, but you did want to.
Just wasn't the timing. You wanted to leap but slipped instead?
And
I think that's still
and your hands were tied. Because then you were bound.
Oh.
See?
So
leaps and bound.
Leaps and bound. Unless they were one, tied twice.
Well, what kind of knot is it?
I don't know. I don't know knot names. Sounded like I spoke bad English there. I don't know not names.
Like Yoda.
I know names not.
Not names I do know to know.
Leaps and bounds, in case none of that was clear, is today's idiom. And this one had a little bit of forethought, because I chose to do it now, because it's leap year.
It is, absolutely. My wife is born in a leap year.
Is like actually February 29th?
Yes, so technically she's 13. And in leap year, she's 3.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I'm sure I have known that, but I did not remember
that.
Oh,
no, it's the 24th. It's her birthday, but it is a leap year.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, she's born in a leap year. Actually, she wasn't. Because all leap years have to be divisible by 4, right?
No, actually. We're going to get into that
you're
when we get
crazy.
When we get into the origins.
I like you, man. Really?
So, wait.
How did it skip a year?
Let's go back.
We're going to have to get
was your wife born on February 29th?
No, 24th.
So, but, why do you say she's only 13?
Well, that was just all part of the gag.
Man, unless you're born on the 29th, you can only that's the only time.
No, but you can be born in a leap year.
You like, can be born in a leap year, yes.
Right, which is what I was saying, but then I thought about it, and then, no, she wasn't.
Okay, got it. But you do know she was born in a leap year.
Well, she's a February 24, but it was a 71.
So and it's so not, it's even, not a even a leap year.
What is going on?
So
weren't you born in the same year as her?
Yeah, I thought about it afterwards.
What?
So it's just
I've got
the fact
I've got a bit of a fever.
It's just the fact that she's about to celebrate her birthday and it's leap year. Is that all that was?
That's how it got into my head. That's how all the math.
You did
worked.
Say I'd have to carry the show today. Apparently, the math.
A little bit of a
as
fever.
Well, I'm crying. Speaking of leaps and bounds, I said I had a story and I couldn't think of it.
No, so the joke is so technically she's 13, which is actually 3 1/4 in leap years.
3 1/4.
Yeah.
Oh, if you divide
so the
her.
Premise of the joke
wow.
is that your wife is 13.
Got it. I got hung up on the fact that she's not even a leap year baby.
That has nothing to do with my actual wife. Nothing is real.
Okay.
What you're experiencing right now is bad math. This year is a leap year, but she was not born in a leap year. Yeah.
Okay.
So it didn't go well at all.
Yesterday, I was at a thrift shop called Talese. Have you heard of that one? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of Valley Village sized thrift shop. In fact, it's across the street from Valley Village.
Is that like bigger than Plus? Like it's Valley Village sized. Continue.
Yeah. Yeah. There's Plus size, Valley Village size.
Wow.
Anyway, as I'm parking.
And then tent supplies. Continue.
I don't get it.
What is that? I'm going like, there's like small, large, extra large.
Does bulk fit in there?
Probably.
Bulk, plus size, bulk size. Hefty man.
Okay, Talese.
So
you make it sound like it's like a prestigious thrift store.
I think that, you know, Talese.
Yeah, it sounds like European.
Although they do color code their racks. So when you go into sweaters, it's like, I know where the red sweaters are.
Hmm.
They're there with the red section.
They're in the red section. Okay, so that makes no sense in terms of, I think that's a tricky way to go about things.
But it looks nice. It makes it look nicer.
Oh, I see. So it's just about the aesthetic.
Probably. I mean, I guess you might sometimes go thrift shopping looking for a specific color of shirt.
Well, it's not that. You just
need a yellow t-shirt because I'm going to be a minion for Halloween. So super fast.
First of all, yeah, I guess. Or you just go to your size. So if you're like...
And look for yellow.
Men's XL.
Right. They're still sized. So it's still like, here's the large, but it goes red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
All the XLs are not in one section.
All the XLs are together.
Of the same
color. Color-coded within the XLs.
Hmm.
That makes sense? It's not like this is the red section of the store.
Will you tell me more about Talese?
No.
Okay. I want to know more. Tell me more about
Talese. I don't know more about Talese. But I do have a story near Talese.
Okay.
So I'm pulling into the parking lot, pulling into my parking stop, and I see two people, one of which is wearing a Talese employee t-shirt, and they're both crawling, looking under this minivan in front of us.
Okay.
So I'm like, this looks interesting. Clearly trying to reach something. So I hop out. They're right next to me. I'm like, hey, are you guys good? Can I help you with anything? They're like, there's a tiny kitten that has gone up inside the back axle here, then we just don't want to run over her. And so the person that's not the employee, I'm assuming...
Is this like a puppies in my van upgrade?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a kitten in my axle.
So they're like, will you crawl under? Will you try and reach it? So I'm like, all right. So I crawl under this van in the parking lot of
Did you get chloroformed?
And I look up into the wheel well, and sure enough, there's two little eyes looking at me. No. Tiny little kitten.
That's so fun.
Is hiding under there, scared to death.
Did it do that hiss pop at you?
Nope. And so I'm like, I guess I'll just reach and grab. So as soon as I grabbed a handful of fur, it bolted, tried to go up further into like the axle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we got to chase it out. It does not want to be held. So kind of poke at it, and it runs away.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't run out from under the van. So I'm still like half my body is under the van. Another person is looking under on one side. A third person is looking under, kind of reaching under on the other side. And then all of a sudden we just hear yelling. Get the beep, 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 beep away from my vehicle. What the beep do you think you're doing at my car? Beep, 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 beep. And she's on top of me and like not touching me, but hovering over me, screaming her face off. And I pull out and I'm like, there's a tiny little kitten in the wheel well of your van. We don't want you to drive over it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, just at about
I guess if phase. You came and there's people crawling under your vehicle, you're thinking my catalytic converter is being stolen right
catalytic
now.
Catalytic converter.
Wow. That's how fevery I am right now.
That's great. But the funny thing is, I thought one of the people I was helping already owned that vehicle. But this woman just came out of the store. And there's three people around her.
She was lit up.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So.
But then she was game. Did she crawl down there to be a
support? No, she just did. The cat ran out. And then the thing must have been
feral. Then an eagle grabbed it.
It's about the size of it. The thing must have been feral because then it got itself into a corner where the store has this corner and it's all glass windows, right? And it just like bang, bang, can't see the glass, trying to run into the store. Mm. Just bang into the glass, bang into the glass, bang into the glass. Well, now there's even more people. So the kitten is feeling like, well, now I'm on their radar. They're going to eat me. Mm-hmm. And finally it bolts and just takes off like a cat.
Like a cat being chased.
Then I was thinking, okay, she came in hot and heavy, wow, swearing and cursing at us. What would I do if I came out and there was people like surrounding my car, looking under, doing things? And I don't think I'd come out swinging like that. I think I'd like do
crawl under there with them.
I think I'd do what I actually did, which is like, hey, what are you looking for? Can I help you guys? Just to see, kind of assess the situation.
Well, because that's situation. A big deal, like in our area anyway, the theft of catalytic converters.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard they go in with like bread knives, like a Sawzall type.
Why not a Sawzall?
I don't know.
What a bread knife.
Yeah, like electric bread knife or something.
Yeah. A Sawzall. Like a turkey cutter.
Yeah. Aren't those things usually wired?
Yeah, good point.
Anyway.
Is it because it's quieter than a Sawzall? Why a bread knife?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't seen it happen in real life, but I've seen videos of like how quickly they can...
Zip, zip.
Gone.
For all the precious metals.
Anyway, that cat leapt and bounded.
Wow.
Once it got out.
Wow, great way to bring it all around.
Leaps and bounds.
Okay. So. It has snowed this year, but not been particularly snowy here. Fair?
Agreed. Next subject.
Okay. So, why does February get the leap day?
Oh, man. Why February? I don't know. Is this a joke?
Particularly because white months can't leap.
Wow.
Do you remember that movie?
I loved that movie.
Really?
Absolutely. This is probably too much information for most listeners. But it was because of that movie that I wear boxer briefs.
Wow. Did you see something?
Because, what's his name? Woody Harrelson gets hauled out of a hotel in his underwear and he's on his knees, hands behind his head, and he's wearing these like
Speedos?
Bicycle shorts style underwear. Okay. And I'm like, what is he wearing? And it's clearly underwear, not bicycle shorts. And if it wasn't that day, it was that week, I went to the store going, is this underwear I can buy?
Cool. And boxer briefs became your thing.
And yeah, and they were brand new. That was a new thing. That
the advent of boxer briefs.
Some athletes were wearing them, but it was an athletic thing. Was not average Joe wearing underwear and never looked back.
When you see tidy
I'll show you right now.
When you see I'm also a boxer briefer, but tidy whities right now, they just look weird. They're like,
I know.
They're like, so like you took a dump in
your pants. Saying White Man Can't Jump started this, but it did for me. I wanted to be like Woody Harrelson.
That's so admirable.
Right?
Yeah. And just shows and the influence of film.
It's more modest.
Is it?
I show less.
I see. When you're walking around in your underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you.
Thanks.
That modesty is of all your qualities, that's one of them.
That is one of them.
Well,
Before, are you going origins ways? Are you going down the path of origins, or you got something?
No, I've got nothing.
Okay,
seeing what's next.
I
have one thing.
Okay, yeah.
Leap year babies are called
leapers or leaplings.
Leaplings. That was so funny. I was putting in like leap year, boom, leapling.
I'm
like,
so you know how the past tense of leap is leapt, but it's spelt the same, just with a T.
Okay.
I first read that leap year babies are called lepers.
Okay.
I'm like, and there's no way they're called lepers. I'm like, oh, I'm reading that wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been really tricky to heal 10 people of their birthday. If you think about that.
And only one said thank you. No wonder only one said thank you. I liked my birthday.
He's upset after that.
Little Bible. That's just for the Bible readers out there.
It's just not enough.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I'll preemptively state there is not much of an origin story to the idiom. Leaps and bounds. And I don't know if we've really said what leaps and bounds means, but I think everybody, it's pretty common, but for something to grow or advance or increase rapidly, like big giant increases is what, you know, growing or this thing is increasing in leaps and bounds. It just means rapid increase or growth. But we will get to the origins, but I got caught up in leap year facts. So I've got some leap year facts that I did not know. So first thing I read that stood out to me was it said about every 4 years, February gains an extra day. I'm like, about?
Isn't it exactly?
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Okay.
So
is there a circumstance that can change?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it related to like new millennia or centuries or something?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of. So first of all, leap year is all about the sun, right? It takes roughly 365 days 5 hours, 48 minutes, 45 seconds to circle around the sun. So we would, if we didn't have leap year, after about a century, our calendar would be off by about 24 days.
Okay.
So that is the purpose of leap year.
Could you imagine if every 100 years we had a whole nother month?
So some cultures do that instead.
I just made that up right now.
Yeah, some cultures, other cultures have a leap month.
That would be so cool.
Which was something that was coming up. So Julius Caesar was the first one to introduce leap year around 46 BC, but his calendar had one rule. Any year evenly divisible by four would be a leap year.
Okay.
So that created too many leap years. But the math of that wasn't tweaked until Pope Gregory the 13th introduced his Gregorian calendar. That's right. Which was 1,500 years. So for 1,500 years, there was way more leap years than there should have been. So I'm assuming they kind of gained ground at some point. So technically, it's not every 4 years. Here's where my mind was blown. Caesar's concept wasn't that bad, but his math was off. The extra day every 4 years was too much of a correction. So as a result, there's a leap year here that is divisible by four. But just to qualify, century years, so the ones that end in 00, must also be divisible by 400.
Oh, okay.
So the year 2000 was a leap year. But the years 1700, 1800, and 1900
But it was already going to be a leap
were
year.
Were not.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. So if it's a leap year, that means it's divisible by four. But if it's a century year and it's not also divisible by 400...
Oh, it has to be both.
It's not a leap
year. It's like 2100.
So the year 2000, most people aren't going to experience this, right? Like it's every... 100 years.
I wish I paid better attention then when it came around.
Right. So, except it was one. So for us, it was normal.
Yes.
If it hadn't been one.
But I paid extra special attention.
If it hadn't been one, it would have been like, that's weird. It's supposed to be a leap year. Nope, not this one. So they skip one.
That's interesting.
Every time it's divisible by 400. Like
for those who live long enough to see 2100, it will not be a leap year.
Right.
Wow.
Wait, is that divisible by four though?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it has to be.
It has to be.
Right. Yeah, so it won't be. That year will not be because it's so not cool. Divisible by 400.
So cool.
So that's how they gain back. It adjusts itself. It's probably still not perfect, but maybe it is. Maybe after a millennia, they're going to like, we got to skip a leap year. We're still ahead here.
Kind of goofed it.
So another fun tradition is, according to tradition, it's okay for a woman to propose to a man on February 29th.
That is exciting. Okay, so illegitimate children out there, all our lady listeners, this is your chance. This year, February 29th, is your chance to lock that man down. And so...
You've got a week. No, what's the date? What? You got less than a week. Was it the 22nd today?
I don't know. I actually don't know what today is.
No, I have a fever. Not today when we're recording it, because this is 2022 still.
I see. We're ahead a little bit.
But this is released on the 22nd.
But we'd said that we wouldn't record them
so
on days.
So you do. You have exactly 1 week. Oh,
episodes that are divisible by four.
We should have done this for next week because I actually think it comes out on leap year. But we wanted to give women warning that they could propose.
Yes, this is your chance.
So this started from St. Bridget, who is said to have complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for their suitor to pop the question. The obliging Patrick gave women 1 day, supposedly.
That's pretty generous.
Leap year days.
Hey, you know that fake day we're going to make up? You guys can have that one.
Yeah.
We're going to make some random rules for it.
Exactly.
It's really generous.
Another funny tale claims that Queen Margaret of Scotland, who would have been only 5 years old at the time, so take this with a grain of salt, enacted a law setting fines for men who turned down the marriage proposals of women during a leap year.
I don't know if I like that.
Right? Let's see, what else do I got
that
here?
Could get a little bit into
leapers, leaplings.
Like leftovers day. We'll call it leftovers day. Because you could have like just the town like hag. It's like, like come up to you all toothless and like marry me.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to. Maybe the fine
you
is
can't
worth
refuse it.
It.
You get a fine. Yeah, it's I'll pay the fine.
I'll just pay the fine, whatever. Send me to jail.
Anyway, that's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, I think.
Well, those are some good ones. I'll see what else. Some cultures consider February 29th an unlucky day.
Oh, yeah. I had that down somewhere.
But I said it.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's only if that year, that 29 is divisible by 13.
Wow.
No, that would be February 39th.
So leaps and bounds. I was trying to think of actual things because the leap year really draws your attention because it's a leap year and that's why you picked it and et cetera, et cetera. It's leaps and bounds by itself wasn't like screaming content.
No, I know. That's why we're killing time with leap year facts.
Well, we should probably actually get into it before the day gets completely on.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. I
said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origin.
All righty then. Well, like I said, there's not a whole lot here. So let's see. Yeah, we're good on time. We got enough time to cover this for sure. By the way, did you know that the Summer Olympic Games are held on leap year years? Really? At least until 2100. I guess everything changes then.
I'd be irritated at that point because you've been working really hard to get into the games.
I know. Except I don't think that actually is paired with the, maybe it's paired with the leap years, not with every 4 years.
No, because, well, the 2010 Olympics for here, that was, is it just the Summer Olympics maybe?
I said Summer Olympics. Okay. Yeah. The idiom we already said is someone improving or increasing at a startling rate. So this has been in use since Shakespeare time, and it's often a hint of disbelief or surprise. You know, when you say something is growing leaps and bounds, it's like, whoa, it's growing leaps and bounds. As far as its origins of where it came from, nothing. First time that I could find it in print as an idiom, the English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, in his poem titled Metrical Feet in 1807, says, "Lambics march from short to long. With a leap and a bound, the swift anapests throng."
I was thrown by an anapest.
And so ends Origins.
Wow, the end.
Yeah, there's literally, I mean, I guess it's just, wow, that really leapt up. That, it just, it's just too obvious for it to have.
So on the nose.
Yeah.
Usually idioms have like, or on the phone, have a, like, an actual meaning versus what they say.
Right.
This one's just kind of right on the nose.
Except that you're not actually jumping.
Leaps and bounds.
Like, your sales prices could be increasing in leaps and bounds. They're not jumping.
I see. That's the idiom. Idiomatic part.
Right.
Okay.
So, anyway, most information I could find was that in 1807 it appeared in Metrical Feet poem, and but we know somehow it's clearly accepted that it was going back to Shakespeare days, which obviously predates 1807. So,
good find.
I'm just thinking this out loud, like several references says this goes back to Shakespeare days, but there was no Shakespeare reference. So it's not that Shakespeare wrote it ever. So why reference Shakespeare other than this goes back to Shakespeare just to throw a name? There's no reference. So we'll reference somebody who lived a long time ago.
Who has lots of idioms.
To say that it was comes from back then.
That then when that guy was writing stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, because there's no way of checking.
Leap year, way more interesting than leaps and bounds as an idiom.
Well, perfect.
I hope you all enjoyed yourself.
That was pretty exciting stuff there. Well, we should get in then to our finale.
You want to?
The take-home.
The take-home is the best part. Well, it's not always the best part, but Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week, a mere week ago, we did the idiom castles in the sky, and we left you with this Riddlink to figure out. The country referencing origin of today's idiom is what morphine is an example of. Now, of course, you'd need to have listened to last week's to get this, but can you remember that far back? The country referencing origin of today's idiom is what morphine is an example of.
I'm going to go with Spain killer.
Close. The origin of the idiom was building castles in Spain. So it's building castles in Spain killers. So okay. That's how you play Riddlink. It's not building castles in Spain. It's not Spain killers. It's building, painkillers. It's building castles in Spain killers. That's how you play Riddlink.
Perfect. I've got a couple prepared.
I got a great poupon to pair.
I'm going to take you all the way back to episode 183.
Great.
Look Before You Leap.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay. So you will.
This is Look Before You Leaps and Bounds.
It's over.
Did I get it?
No. Okay. Sam Beckett is trapped in time every 4 years.
Got it.
Sam Beckett is trapped in time every 4 years.
That would be Quantum Leaps and Bounds.
Yes.
Is that the same riddling?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
That's actually great.
When I made it, I'm like, I have a feeling I've used this one. And then I looked in my old notes, episode 183.
That's great.
But I'm like, I'm just going to keep it.
Tell so they should have beat me then.
Oh, yeah.
All the avid, illegitimate children should have beat me to the punch on that one. So, okay, you ready for one?
Yeah.
A calendar with 366 days is a small insect with pincers. A calendar with 366 days is a small insect with pincers. That's common around these parts.
I want to say crabs is your thing with pincers.
Crabs in the bucket?
Yeah, maybe. I want to say crabs. I can't think of anything. Ears. Sounds like crabs. Rabs.
Sounds like ear. An okay. Insect with pincers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's an earwig. It's a leap year week.
That's it. That's okay. All it is.
Oh, man.
Tried to keep it simple.
Crabs.
Yeah. Check out the earwigs in the bucket.
Okay, well, I got another one.
What's worse, crabs in a bucket or earwigs in a bucket?
Earwigs in a bucket.
Yeah,
that's worse. That is way worse. Earwigs in the bucket. They're not filling. Okay.
You know, I had in elementary school.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Crabs?
I had crabs. No, I had a friend who, you know, like, what's this? And you flip up your nose, pointing out the fake stain on your shirt. Well, he goes, oh, Mark, there's an earwig crawling into your ear. And I'm like, that's stupid. And everyone was like, why are they called earwigs? Everybody's talking about it, right? Later, same day, after school, walking home by myself, I look on my shoulder. There's an earwig on my shoulder. And I flick it off. But all I could think of was...
Was that in my ear
all day? Was there an earwig crawling into my ear?
Laying babies?
Like, babies? What are the chances that he pranks me with the earwig joke, and then there's an earwig on my shoulder?
It's not good.
No.
It may have actually been there. He's like, I told him.
Okay. It may still be there.
Here we go. This quadrennial day is a teen's Beverly Hill address.
Say it again.
This quadrennial day is a teen's Beverly Hill address. Quadrennial day.
Quadrennial day.
There's only one of them.
Leap year.
Nope.
Oh, I get it. I got it. Okay. I'm like...
This quadrennial day is a teen's Beverly Hill address.
All right. I'm sure everyone beat me on this one.
I think you were...
Not- February 29,
0210. That's it.
I like the number ones. Well, I got one more. That's terrible.
Illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is. Something you're told to do after a great performance and is the idiom leaps and blank. Something you're told to do after a great performance and is the idiom leaps and blank.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Did you get that one?
I got the premise.
Yeah. I don't know.
We tried.
I like it. It's not my favorite. We tried. It's not my favorite one.
Well, it's okay. It wasn't a rehash of one you did 100 days ago. So
fair enough. 100 weeks ago.
Well, yes. Yes. That was fun putting it together. Hope you enjoyed
it. How long have we been doing this? Have we had more than one leap year?
That's a good question. Right. Well, yes. Well, no. Ooh, that's a good question. We're at 270, and so divided by 5, that's over 5 years, so yes.
So we have had more than... I wonder if we did...
I don't think so. No.
But I wonder if we did...
Yes. No. I think that's possible.
The incomplete of questions, and you're still answering them. I wonder if we did... Yes. I wonder if we did... No.
You know why? Do you know why I know that?
Because our relationship...
Because we're 10 out of 10.
Well, we're 9 out of 10.
We're 9 out of 10.
Until I share my location.
There's room for growth. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
I go leaps and bounds.
Last 3 minutes gone.